So Fife in the 70, fastest qualifier earlier this morning. Starts from the pole here in heat number 3. Sean Chibuteri in the 33, starts out of 2. The 11 is Luca Krivoski. Cameron Longmore in the 36. Ryan Johnson in the 9. Taylor Harness in the 48. Taylor Chancellor in the 21. Cameron Maud's in the 56. Chloe Cozzi in the 7. Away in racing. That's the lights for you. As they head down into turn 1, Krivoski getting himself up onto the ripple strip there. He manages to hold on to third position. Chibuteri in second. Your leader is 5. The heavies battle. Isrin gets the jump over Wrigley. Behind him is Lachlan Chancellor. Dennis Boulding, Cox. Back then to the 11 of Jack Dare, with Westcombe Casey also in the battle. So as the leader heads across the start-finish line, that's Josh Fife. Luca Krivoski, Sean Chibuteri, Ryan Johnson, Longmore, Harness, Jackson, Warden, Chancellor, with Cozzi rounding out the field. Isrin, then back to Wrigley, Chancellor, Boulding, then the gap back to, well, it's Hayden Cox, Jack Dare, but Jack Dare's got past Hayden Cox, I'm pretty sure, with Westcombe Casey rounding out the field. Cox on the back of Dare again. As two good battles in two separate parts of the racetrack. In the lights, it's a battle for second and third as Chibuteri is trying to get back past Krivoski, who's got second place. Krivoski and Chibuteri. Krivoski holds on into the pit turn. Longmore also getting back past Johnson in the 9, and Taylor Harness in the 48 is right there as well. Cameron Ward, Callum Jackson, Taylor Chancellor and Chloe Cozzi is the running order. Isrin, Wrigley, then it's back to Chancellor, Boulding, Dare, Cox, it's Dare, Westcombe, Casey and Cox now, the running order. So an interesting battle for second as Josh Fife drives away here in Heat 3 of Junior National. Lights and heavies, of course, in Heat 1, it was Josh Fife from Chibuteri and Krivoski. In heat number 2, Fife again showed the way from Krivoski, Chibuteri. And now in heat number 3, Krivoski and Chibuteri continue to battle for second position. Back there is Longmore in third, Harness in fourth, Johnson in sixth, Harness in fifth, and Longmore in fourth. Oh, Krivoski, he ran the ripple strip going into 1, and that was enough for Chibuteri to get the spot. Now Chibuteri, and in fact he ran the ripple strip, and perhaps he's got a clutch problem now. Running the ripple strip into 1 normally doesn't cause you too much grief, but what happened was he got out wide as Chibuteri made the move on the inside of him, and then hit the ripple strip pretty hard going into the right-hander. And that's where you can sometimes dislodge a chain, or in this case, it might have affected his clutch because he definitely didn't accelerate away from the right-hander in the S's. So we'll see how he goes this time. Doesn't take as much ripple strip, and he's sort of running the same pace as what that is the cart of, where has he fallen back to? Krivoski, Callum Jackson in the 18. So he certainly had a terrible outcome to what was a very fierce battle. And he just made the mistake, got up on the ripple strip a bit too high, and that was all she wrote. Shibutari moves up to second. Now, Taylor Harness took the opportunity to grab third, but Cameron Longmore has taken that back down there in turn one. But Harness is going back at Longmore now around the top of the circuit, and Harness gets back by Will Longmore. Yes, he does the crossover move, and coming off the top turns, Longmore will take the spot back. Fantastic battle in the heavies as well, as now Chancellor goes up the inside of Isrin. So, Wrigley, now it's Chancellor, Isrin. Back there behind him is Boulding as well. So some great battles all over the circuit as the laps are counting down now. Isrin, Chancellor, then it's the deadly card of Luke Wrigley and Jaden Boulding behind him. Further back there, Dare and Westcombe Casey continue their battle. First of the carts to go a lap down, that is Hayden Cox in the 21. He goes a lap down to Josh Fife, your leader. Shibutari now all by himself in second as Taylor Harness has made the move up to third. And she's got a bit of breathing room now because Longmore is going to be under pressure from Cameron Ward and Ryan Johnson in the 9. So Harness, with only half a lap remaining, might be able to hold off Longmore here. Longmore making a big run around the top of the circuit, though. Harness has the advantage. Checker flag at the ready, and Josh Fife will take heat number 3. Cox is a lap down, as we said. Then it's back to Shibutari, and at the line by 0.036 of a second was Taylor Harness ahead of Cameron Longmore. Cameron Ward, Ryan Johnson, Luca Krawoski, Taylor Chancellor, Callum Jackson, Chloe Cozzi round out the running order in the lights. It's Jackie Isrin home ahead of Luke Wrigley, Lachlan Chancellor, Jaden Boulding, Jack Dare and Jack Westcombe-Casey round out the carts on the leader's lap. Some great racing to kick off the third round of heats here in Junior National. Up next we head to Tag 125 Light and Heavy. Corey Donnelly in the 61 car will start from the pole. Jamie Lee Scorchy in the 18 starts out of position number 2. They've won one race apiece. So heat number 3 will be important for who gets the pole in the pre-final. Alex Nicholson in the 15. John Wells is in the 69. Macaulay Allen in the 96. Beck Connell in the 2. Chris Cooper, who's in that tight battle with John Wells, starts out of 7. Brock Harris in the 56. The 12 of Matthew Morris starts out of 9. Mark Townsend in the 13. Martin Hollings in the 42. John McCabe in the 66. Martin Hollings is in the 42. John McCabe in the 66. Alexander Millward in the 80. Paul McCabe in the A81. The 32 is Andrew Hempel. Christopher Sutherland's in the 12. The 31 is Glenn Bullman. And the 10 is Brennan Shea. So heat number 3. They're in formation in the front group. The second group not looking quite as formed. In fact, one car looks like he's heading to pit lane there. So they're racing. And oh, a touch there on Scorgie's car. Just sees her drop back to second position as Donnelly got the hole shot that time. Through into the S's. They're all single file now as Wells is up to third in the heavies battle. It goes through and it's the 80 of Millward who leads that battle from John McCabe in the 66. Around the top of the circuit now, it's Corey Donnelly in the lights that leads the way. Donnelly from Scorgy, then it's back to Wells. Next car through is the 2 of Beck Connell. Brock Harris, Alex Nicholson, Townsend, Morris, Chris Cooper. Then it's Millward, McCabe, Hemphill, Paul McCabe, Glenn Bullman, Sutherland, Shea, Holdings, and Macaulay Allen in the in-flight ER cart, not out on the circuit. So not sure what the problem was with the 96 cart. But he is not out there, so obviously some sort of problem there. As the leader, Corey Donnelly has got a nice little break. Oh, a touch. Beck Connell into the back that time of John Wells. John Wells is going to rebound from that, the best, and gets himself a little bit of breathing room. Beck Connell in the two. Then it's Brock Harris and Alex Nicholson all battling away there. So they head down the pit straight. And through the pit turn, it's Corey Donnelly, Jamie Lee Scorgie, John Wells, Beck Connell, Alex Nicholson. Brock Harris has dropped back a place. So Alex Nicholson now coming up onto the back bumper of Beck Connell. They've had some good battles throughout the weekend so far. As the leader heads along the back straight, it's Corey Donnelly leading the way from Jamie Lee Scorgie. Around the top of the circuit, John Wells still running in third. Then it's back to Beck Connell in the two. Across the start finish line, Donnelly with 0.6 of a second lead. Scorgie still looking to try and make up that gap. Wells has dropped back to almost a second now, as Beck Connell is a further half a second back, with Nicholson right on her back bumper. Harris there in the 56, still trying to close up that gap. Mark Townsend in the 13, Chris Cooper in the 21. Then it's Millward and McCabe, who's now got past Morris, who's fading. And we've got a cart heading to pit lane. So a cart heading off to pit lane there. I think that might be the Chris Cooper cart again. So Chris Cooper, who was having clutch problems or starter problems, had locked up in the previous heat, now pulls off the circuit as maybe some other mechanical issues relating to that have reared their head. So as Donnelly across the line now, half race distance completed. Donnelly, Scorgie, Wells, all spread out around the circuit. Connell has got some breathing room over Nicholson now. So no one really battling for position on the track. In the heavies battle, Millward, McCabe, they're quite strung out as well. Then you go back to Morris, Hemphill, Paul McCabe. Hollings has got past Fullman. And Brendan Shea, well, after he left his timing transponder off his car during qualifying and was not scored, and so he's had to start off the back every race and hasn't moved through the field, I think, as he would have liked. He's at the moment down there in 15th position. So with just four laps left to run, and Corey Donnelly is your leader. Oh, good move up the inside of Beck Connell goes Brock Harris. So Harris now up into that fourth position. A very good move, as Connell will try to come back at him at the top of the circuit, but nope, cannot make that move back. And Brock Harris now has fourth position. Another battle further back in the pack is Hollings. Hollings battling away with Paul McCabe. They're around the top of the circuit now. And I think we've got another battle brewing just in front of that. No, McCabe has cleared Hollings now. Then you go back to Bullman and Shea. So Bullman and Shea nose to tail through the right-hander. Now Shea should have the run here. He gets up onto his back bumper, but he had to check up. He just didn't make the cut back to the inside in time. So as the race leader heads up over the rise and through the dip onto the back straight, Corey Donnelly still 0.4 of a second ahead of Jamie Lee Scorgie. John Wells back there in third, Brock Harris in fourth, Beck Connell in fifth, Nicholson's in sixth with Townsend in seventh place. White flag at the ready, and Donnelly out in front. Scorgy trying to close in here on the last lap. She's got it within a half a cart length through the right-hander. Now what can Scorgy do? Donnelly with the advantage. A cart length as they head up over the rise. Through the dick, but onto the back straight. Scorgy looks like she's got some speed here. Donnelly covering the inside line. Scorgy just trying to stay in the wheel track. She makes the move now, coming off the top turn. They touch side by side. They're running down the inside of the racetrack. Donnelly hangs on, and Donnelly will get to the pit turn. Can Scorgy make a lunge? No. Donnelly hangs on there. Scorgy just gives him a tap along the way. He's going, what's wrong with that? John Wells is third. Brock Harris in fourth. Beck Connell in fifth. Sixth is Alex Nicholson. Townsend is seventh. Then the heavies battle. Millward, John McCabe, Morris. Hemphill, the next card through, ahead of Paul McCabe, who held off Hollings. And then it's back to Bullman, Shea, Sutherland, rounding out the runners. So a great battle there in tag 125, heat number 3. As we get set for the cadets up next. Heading out onto the circuit now are the cadets. So the cadets, Finley Allen in the 28 will start from the pole. Josh Haynes in the 10. Reece Smith in the 57. Cooper Allen in the 19. Adam Tomsett in the 29. The 8 is Theodore Levaines. 74 is Josh Sargent. The 6 is Sebastian Ruiz. Mia Bolton's in the 23. William Cozzi's in the 9. And Bailey Cooper is in the 7. So they're in good formation. Hopefully we'll get a start this time by. Finley Allen in the 28, Josh Haynes in the 10. As we are underway. Good start that time for Haynes. Finley Allen got left behind again. He hooks up with Smith that time. One card up and over, and a driver got a hit in the head. So the 74 card of Josh Sargent just running over the top of the 29. So Adam Tomsett. Hopefully young Tomsett is okay. He's moving about in his cart there. So. Contact now into the pit turn. And that was the six card of Seb Ruiz, who's got Reece Smith up the inside of him. So, first aiders are there with the driver now as the race continues. Up the back straight, top three, Haynes, Cooper Allen and Finley Allen. Around the top of the circuit. And now this time Cooper Allen has missed the dogleg completely and jumped back onto the race circuit. As the race leader is Josh Haynes. So Cadets Heat 3 has been a crazy affair so far. Josh Haynes with the lead. He won Heat 1 from Finley Allen and Reece Smith. In Heat 2, it was Reece Smith from Finley Allen and Josh Sargent. And now in Heat 3, it's Josh Haynes from Cooper Allen, Finley Allen and Reece Smith trying to work his way back after he got checked up off the start and has had to work his way back through the field. So good news is that Adam Tomsett is jumping out of his cart. So that is good news there. As the leaders head around the top of the circuit, they are single file now. Battle is back there for fifth position. Sebastian Ruiz and Theodore Levaines. They are continuing to have a ding-dong battle there through the pit turn. Ruiz is holding onto that position. Levain's up the inside. He makes the pass. So Levain's now up into a fifth spot. Ruiz back down to sixth. Then it's William Cozzi right on his bumper in the nine cart. So as they work their way up the back straight, it's Haynes, Finlay Allen, Cooper Allen. Those two have swapped positions. The three Canberra drivers out in front. The Power Kart Raceway, kart number 10, leading the way from Finlay Allen in the in-flight ER top kart with Cooper Allen right behind him. Then a gap back to Reece Smith, the Wagga driver in the Penrith Kart Centre Sodi kart. We've got another kart off the circuit. And I think that's Sebastian Ruiz. So he was given a mechanical black flag for his rear crash bar coming off the kart in heat number two. And in heat three, he's pulled off the circuit now. I'm not sure the reason for that. So as we're six laps completed this time by the start-finish line, Josh Haynes, Finlay Allen, Cooper Allen, Reece Smith. Then it's back to Theodore Levain's. Then it's back to Cozzi, Bolton and Cooper rounds out the running order. Our race leader, Josh Haynes, a half a second gap. Now Finlay Allen has pulled well clear of Cooper Allen. Reece Smith, though, is the man who's on the mission. Fastest kart on the circuit. Reece Smith with a 38.662 his last lap, the fastest lap of the race. He goes through a 38.542. So Reece Smith is really closing in on Cooper Allen. You expect a battle for third. Cooper Allen looking over his shoulder. He can hear that kart approaching, and it's approaching at a rapid rate of knots. Smith makes easy work to get third place. And Reece Smith now up into third. So race leader is still Josh Haynes. Finlay Allen, Cooper Allen. Then it's back to Finlay Allen, Reece Smith, Cooper Allen, Lavanis. Then it's back to Cozzi, further back to Bolton and Cooper, rounding out the field. The race leader heads towards the white flag and he's been caught by Finlay Allen. So Josh Haynes and Finlay Allen, the two drivers in top carts. The green top cart of Josh Haynes, the blue top cart of Finlay Allen come to the white flag. They work their way into turn number one. Haynes with the advantage. Finlay Allen back there in second. Now this battle is allowing the fastest man on the circuit, Reece Smith, to close up. But he's still too far back, you would think. They'd have to get into a pretty shocking battle from here. Haynes trying to cover off Finlay Allen on the inside. Then Allen goes back to the outside. He sticks on the outside now. Tries to wind it up for the run down the pit straight. He gets a good run there side by side into the pit turn. And Haynes gets into the pit turn first. He'll hold on. And Haynes holds on from Finlay Allen. Smith, Cooper Allen. Then it's Levanis is back there with William Cozzi right behind him. Levanis and Cozzi, Bolton, Cooper, rounding out the running order. And exciting cadets, the cadets P's, are up next. After that manic cadets race, we've got the cadet P's out there now. Darcy Boulding is on the pole. Ryan Tomsett in the 27. 61, Tyler Horner Donnelly. 57P is Henderson Leslite. Carlin McPhelan is in the 12. The 33 is Ryan Pring. The 4 is Max Assay. And the 65 is Lawrence Shepherd Ashby. So we'll be a lap away from the start as they're all strung out around the circuit. And we've got another card. Well, we've got a card off at the top of the circuit, in fact. So that's the 57. Henderson, Leslite. Henderson, Leslite is the cart that's being pulled from the circuit up the top of the track. So it looks like he might have his second DNF. So the Cadet P starting to form up now. Why don't you get on the radio and say Craig can call it? All right, getting Cadet P's. Charles McLansborough and your guardian, Greg, could you please come to the steward's office below the control tower? Charles McLansborough and your guardian, Greg, please report to the steward's tower, to the steward's office below the tower. In good formation for a start here, Cadet Pease. 15 is Darcy Boulding. He's on the pole. The 27 is Ryan Tomsett. Away again. Tomsett, I thought, was going to get the jump that time. But it was Boulding who drives away into turn number one. We've seen that on all three starts so far. They've sort of all gone at the... they've all sort of gone up. Looked like Tomsett was going to get a go, but he's... maybe he's just reading the starter wrong, because he stops and that allows him, that allows Darcy Boulding to get the jump on him at the start. Nothing wrong with the way that they're starting, just it just looks a bit funny that they're bogging down so much when normally you see them accelerate away. So that does mean that Boulding is your race leader in the WAS Automotive cart. WAS Automotive... number 15, leading from Ryan Tomsett. We've got another one in the grass here, so we're down two carts before the completion of lap number one. Unfortunately for Lawrence Shepherd-Ashby, we're missing... All right, I've got Callum Feeling and Ryan Pring also missing from the circuit for some reason. I thought I saw them forming up. So we're showing that we're down to four carts. Oh, no, that's me. Don't panic. Darcy Boulding, Ryan Tomsett, Horner Donnelly, Carlin Phelan, Pring, Asai is the running order. So as the leader now has changed, Tomsett with the move, getting a good hole shot over Darcy Boulding to take that lead. So whilst it was Horner Donnelly in heat number one that took the win, in heat number two, it was Darcy Boulding's chance to come back and grab a victory. And now we have a third, potential third winner in the Cadet P's with Ryan Tomsett out in front. So Tomsett, Boulding, Horner Donnelly, then it's Phelan, Pring, Asai, rounding out the running order. Lap number four. Tomsett, 0.7 of a second. His fastest lap, a 40.970 in the ultimate karting. Number 27, Tomsett from Wollongong. Out in front and showing some great laps. A 40.97 on the previous lap. A 41.4 on this lap. So he certainly dropped a half a second that time. But he still maintains his lead by 0.6 of a second over Boulding. As a cart off just down in turn one. So as the 12, that's Phelan, getting back up to... speed. Brian Thompson leading the way. Probably about two and a half laps away from coming up on the back of Max Assay in the Jays Brush Fencing CIG from Sapphire Coast. Oh, Thompson. Again, we're seeing Thompson starting to miss the apex in turn number two. And now this is going to be costly for him. He's got a 0.6 of a second lead on that last lap, but he missed the apex going into turn number two, ran very wide, and I'm sure that's going to cost him a fair bit of time. And if he continues to do that, it could even cost him the victory. So Thompson, always very difficult when you're leading the race. You sort of get yourself into a rhythm, and if you fall out of that rhythm, you've got no one to gauge yourself back off again. They're coming up onto the back of Max Assay. Thompson got the apex a bit better that time. His lead out to 0.9 of a second over Darcy Boulding. So Boulding has made a mistake out there on the racetrack as well. Horner, Donnelly, Pring and Phelan with Assay about to go a lap down. So the blue flag's out for Max Assay now. As, well, Tom Sett gets caught and, well, threading the needle is Darcy Boulding. So Boulding now goes back to the lead as he just managed to duck between the back marker in Max Assay and the race leader Tom Sett, who is just a little bit nervous trying to make that pass. Now, Tom Sett's definitely got the speed. He's the fastest card on the circuit by 0.4 of a second. So Thompson will close back in on Darcy, and he'll probably get his rhythm back here, but only has now just over two laps to retake the lead. His fastest lap is a 40.9, Boulding's fastest lap a 41.3. So we'll see how this all pans out to the end. As across the line, the gap, 0.29 of a second. The leader heads through the right-hander and up over the rise. And towards the dip, that gap looks like it's smaller than that now. As Thompson heads around the top of the circuit once again. Cadet Pease, white flag at the ready as they complete lap number nine. It's still Boulding and Thompson as we start the final lap. The gap, 0.19 of a second. And it's down to almost nothing now. Thompson does a good job through the S's that time. Can he use that speed he's got in the cart to close up the gap? Looks like Boulding was a bit quicker up over the rise. He protects that inside line now. Can Thompson make a challenge here as he closes in at the top of the circuit? Tom Sett takes a wide entry in, looking to come off tight. And Boulding has him covered for the moment. The checkered flag at the ready. Tom Sett looks to go into the pit turn on the inside. But it looks like Boulding will get his second win. Boulding takes the victory. Tom Sett, well, he knows just a little bit too passive on the back marker, has cost him that race win in the end. Tyler Horner-Donnelly comes home in third. Then we wait for the 33 of Brian Pring, the 12 of Carlin Phelan, and Max Assay, who's in the four. Assay, a lap down, comes across first. Then it's the top card of Pring with Phelan in the 12 behind him. Some great racing there in the Cadet Pease. Junior Clubman is up next. So Junior Clubman heads out onto the circuit now. Junior Clubman, as they form up, it is going to be front row of Longmore from Wagga, Grenfell's Josh Fife, second row Hemphill and Shibutari, third row Chancellor and Harness and Alec Morse, starting out of position at number 7. They've got a lap till they get started here. We've got one trying to get started. It looks like it's the 22 again of Lachlan Chancellor. Or is it 48 of Cameron of Taylor Harness? No. So, yep, Chancellor. So, Taylor Harness in the 48. Not out on the circuit. Now, Alec Morse. Out here racing in the Canberra Cup, but Zane Morse is currently running at the Super Nationals, the 18th Super Nationals in America. He's in the Tag Junior class, and in the P1 qualifying, he sits in 18th position. We're away in racing here in Junior Club, and Alec Morse gets shuffled off onto the infield that time. He moves up one space as the leaders head through the S's for the first time. It's Fife, Longmore, Hemphill, now Morse up ahead of Chancellor and Shibutari. So Longmore and Fife, they've had some good battles here in the first two heats of Junior Clubman. Heat one. Longmore brought it home as the winner, with Fife throwing a chain in the race when he was battling for the lead. Fife won heat two, and now he leads heat number three from Longmore, Hemphill, Morse, Chancellor and Shibutari. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Alex Morse, who had a woeful qualifying, he was 2 seconds behind in qualifying. He's certainly fixed that problem as he now makes the pass coming up the turn. No, he tried to make the pass on Hemphill. Couldn't quite get there. So as they come across the start-finish line, it is Josh Fife from Cameron Longmore, Josh Hemphill, Alec Morse, Lachlan Chancellor and Sean Shibutari. Hemphill with that red number plate, indicating he's a series champion, a state series champion, I should say. As they come across the line, it's Fife from Longmore. Here comes Morse up the inside of Hemphill. He makes the pass going into turn one. So Morse with a nice pass there, takes third position, and now he concentrates on the Wagga driver in the Rift Turf cart. Morse in the above all roofs arrow, although that looks more like a Tony cart than an arrow to me. Works his way up into second as he makes a good pass on Longmore now, and with plenty of time. Half the race distance, or just over half the race distance, to concentrate on trying to make a move on the 72 of Josh Fife. So as they work their way around the top of the circuit, Fife and Longmore, as Fife and Morse, nothing between them heading through the pit turn. And across that start-finish line, Fife has the advantage. Morse in the six. Longmore's got Hemphill right on his back bumper. Oh, Longmore took a lot of ripple strip that time through the right-hander. What can Hemphill do now to try and grab that spot back? Fife being defensive up the back straight. Morse looking to go wide, run him, just trying to move him out over. You'll watch as they come down the start-finish straight. Alex Morse will try and get him out as wide as he can, or try to move him in as far as he can, looking for an opportunity to be able to create the opening he needs. With three and a half laps remaining, Fife withstanding the pressure of Morse as they head down the pit straight again. Fife with a 34.12, Morse with a 34.13. Top four, all nose to tail. This time it's Morse who takes a fair bit of ripple strip as they work their way through the dip and up onto the back straight. It's Josh Fife, your leader. Morse is right on him, sticking to his back bumper. Now he tries the move on the exit of the top turns. Morse, Fife side by side as they head into the pit turn. And Fife will hold on. So Morse, he got to the inside coming off the top turn, but the pit turn was a right-hander, and he was on the outside. No way you're going to stick it around the outside there on the downhill off-camber turn. That's just an invitation to the kitty litter. So what can Morse do again? Fife protects the inside line. Morse stays on the racing line. He goes on the crisscross through the top turns. This time he's made the pass. No, Fife is coming back at him again. They still stay side by side into the pit turn. But more Fife will hold on. White flag is out. Oh, and Morse was into the back of Fife that time. He's got past him. Well, Rubbin's racing and Fife going down the front straight. Morse, they were trying to swap lanes. And it was a great battle here. Now it's a chance for Longmore. Longmore were trying to make the move around the top of the circuit. Fife still trying to come back at Morse as they head down the pit straight. Morse looks like he's got it. He takes a bit of ripple strip going in the pit turn, but he'll hold on. Morse from Fife. Then it's Longmore, Hemphill. Back then to Shibutari and Chancellor rounds out the running order in six. Junior Clubman Heat number three in the book. Just a reminder, no pre-finals today. We will run through the third heat and then start pre-finals tomorrow morning with a driver's briefing at 8:45 and pre-finals at 9 a.m. Open performance, head out onto the circuit now. Harrison Knight in the 24, Peter Hollings in the 42, Mark Townsend in the 13, Martin Valeri in the 7, Michael Stewart in the 51, Jose Ruiz in the 5, Jacob Fripp in the 31, Daniel Orsini in the 19, Bruce Otter in the 72, Martin in the 2, Peace in the 46, Williams in the 15, Laver in the 7, and Danny Jarks in the 43. So they're all out there. Knight and Valeri came together coming through the S's on that second heat after Knight had won heat one from Martin Valeri. Hollings was third. In heat two, it was Hollings Ruiz who finished first and second. So, one car pulling off the circuit there. So we've got, not sure which cart that is that's come off the circuit. It was a Tony cart. We've got one cart out of position there. So just trying to pick who didn't come past that time. Harrison Knight. So, it might have been Harrison Knight, the pole sitter, that's pulled off the circuit. Now, perhaps there was some more damage on that cart after that incident in heat number two, and he didn't pick it up until he was back out on the track. So, as we get set for a start this time by, they're formed up again now. But yeah, certainly Harrison Knight didn't go past that time. As we look for a start, we're racing. And it is the outside Hollings. Stewart goes up the inside of Townsend sideways. And then into the back bumper was the 31 of Fripp of Valeri. So Valeri's being punted again. This time certainly didn't put him off the circuit. In the heavies battle, it's Steve Martin in the 2, who was a DNF in heat number 2 as well, leading the way as they work their way around the top of the circuit. Leader is Hollings. From Stewart, then back to Townsend. Valeri is the next cart through, followed then by the 31, Fripp. Ruiz back there in the 5, then it's the 19 of Orsini. Gap back then to Steve Martin, who's got Bruce Otter behind him with Barry Laver, then Greg Williams. Danny Jarks and Michael Peace round out the running order. So as Hollings works his way through turn one, Stewart there in the 51, up over the rise, and Michael Stewart onto the back straight with Mark Townsend behind him. Valeri, fourth place, has got some breathing room before the Fripp, Ruiz and Orsini battle. As the leader, Hollings, pulls away at the front of the field. This is open performance. Hollings leading the way from Stewart, Townsend, Valeri. Then it's Fripp, is about the only cart that's battling for position in the lights with Ruiz. Looks like Martin's about to be caught by Otter. So Martin and Otter leading that heavies battle. And also going up on the inside, Peace trying to make a move on Jarks. So Peace and Jarks. Having a battle of their own at the back of that heavies fight. And Bruce and Barry Laver is now going to get involved in that mix as well. So the 7 of Laver, the 43 of Jarks, and the 46 of Peace. Peace goes up the inside of Jarks this time, makes the pass. Jarks will try the crossback, but not able to do so. So Peace now up into position number 12. Your leader on the circuit is the 42 of Peter Hollings. Hollings leading from Michael Stewart in the 51. Then it's back to Mark Townsend in the 13. Martin Valeri in the 7. Then it's Fripp, who's battling on with the 5 card of Jose Ruiz. And then Daniel Orsini is the next card through in the PCR card. So Hollings and Stewart, also Townsend well out in front. Valeri's not going to be challenged. Otter has made the pass on Williams now. On Martin now, with Greg Williams closing in on Steve Martin as well in that Yass Valley Earthworks cart. Further back then, Peace in the 46. That's the Marrickville Auto Repairs. Cart is still, well, has made the pass on Barry Laver now. As Danny Jarks, also looking to make his move on the back of Laver. So Honor in the heavies battle is running in the 72 card. He goes through the S's now. Starting to get away from Steve Martin. Williams looks over his shoulder to see where Peace is. As Otter and Laver, well, Laver looks like he's starting to struggle as he will go a lap down shortly. Laver back there in 13th spot. Coming under the blue flag soon enough. As the blue flag now flies for Laver as Peter Hollings closes in on him. Oh, balking Hollings. That time Laver just caught at the wrong spot. So that will cost Hollings a little bit of time. Will Stewart be able to use that to his advantage? The next card they come up on is Danny Jordan. He gets out of the way. Blue flag. Oh, no, he doesn't. I thought Dan Jordan was getting out of the way, but now he does. So that's twice Hollings has been caught with back markers. Now, Danny Jarks will realise that People are coming through. He looks over his shoulder. Stewart, well, he's not pushing the point. He makes, waits his moment. He knows that he's got Townsend behind him, but he's got him under control at this point in time. Otter is still holding off Martin in the heavies battle as the white flag is out for your leader in Peter Hollings. Hollings leading the way from Stewart. Then back to Townsend, Valeri, Ruiz, Fripp. They have changed positions finally, and Orsini. That's the lights, how they stack up here. Peace is onto the back of Greg Williams, and Peace up the inside. Williams hangs tough on the outside, Peace and Williams. But Peace will have the line as the checker flag waves. Peter Hollings takes the victory from Stewart and Townsend. Then it's Valeri. Behind him is Ruiz, Fripp, Orsini. Danny Jarks goes, finishes a lap down. Barry Labor also a lap down in the cart shed cart. Of course, then it goes back to Bruce Otter in the stable carting Arrow. Steve Martin, the Yass Valley Earthworks cart, followed then by Michael Peace, Greg Williams, the last cart on the leader's lap. So Heat 3, Peter Hollings gets the victory. Up next we have restricted 125 Clubman and National here with the rookies to round out the three heats of today. Just a reminder, if you finish your heats, you are safe to pack up and go home. Pre-finals will not start until tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. There will be a driver's briefing at 8:45. So make sure you are here in time for that. Three classes out there and racing, and getting the jump is Chad Horsley. Around the outside though, good move off the start that time by Dan Pangolis in the 53, who's up to second. Kibaki is back there in third, Noon's in fourth, and we have the rest of the field stringing through. Shepherd, Ashby and Payne. Jeffrey Bell is the first of the heavies in the 44 with Maloney, Horn, Ordish. Then it's Ether, Simpson, Cataldi, Brendan Shea. And then we get back to the Nationals and the Clubmen with Cozzy, Fredericks, Carpenter and Durden. For those of you who are camping at the track or that want to stay around and talk about your day's racing, there are savoury crepes available from the canteen this evening. So for those of you camping, there are savoury crepes going to be available from the canteen throughout the evening. Chad Horsley, Dion Pangolis lead Shane Kibaki, the Sodi cart from North Shore Car Club. They race out of Eastern Creek there, the Strathbrook sponsored cart number 3, running in third currently. Then it's Seamus Noon in the Arrow from Newcastle. Wollongong's Jared Payne's in the 28, he runs in fifth. Shepherd Ashby in the 65 from Canberra. Then it's back to the 44 of Jeffrey Bell. As Kibaki thought about a move on Pangalos. Pangalos in the Arrow, 53. He didn't start Heat 1. And whatever the problem was there, he's got that fixed and he's been competitive in Heats 2 and 3 so far today. Gary Cozzi is in the 89, coming across the start-finish line now. He had a problem in Heat number 2. Pulled off the circuit just about this point in the race. And it looks like he's got that fixed now, which is good news. So Chad Horsley is your leader in the PCR cart. Number 79 leads the way from 53, Pangalis. Then it's Kibaki, Noon, Payne, Bell, Shepherd Ashby, Maloney, Horn, Ether, Ordish, Cataldi, Carpenter, Simpson, Shea, Cozzy, Durden and Fredericks. As around the top of the circuit, this time Kibaki coming off the top turn has got second place from Pangolis. So Pangolis now Shuffled back to third. He's got Noon, and behind Noon, the 28 of Payne, who's trying to make his move forward. Bell is clear in the heavies, battle from Maloney. Then you go back to Horn, Shepherd Ashby. Further back then to the battle, which is Tane Ether, James Ordish and Carpenter. Cataldi running around by himself there. Cataldi, one of the few Canberra drivers at the South Pacific titles 2 weekends ago. Then it's Simpson, Shea, Durden, Cozzy and Fredericks. So as the leaders start to, well, as the leader, Chad Horsley, who's out to a 2 second advantage over Shane Kibaki. Both those drivers from North Shore Kart Club in Sydney, coming up onto the back now of Cozzy and Fredericks. Durden getting away. He's looking over his shoulder now, going, where'd those other two go? Durden doing a good job, the P-plater there, circulating around after did not start in heat number two, has come back here and is trying to finish off this race. So the backmarker, Hordlesley, gets through the first of the backmarkers in Fredericks and Cozzy. Durden just getting himself comfortable in this cart as Horsley makes his way down into the S's this time. So Kibaki gets caught behind Cozzy for a moment through the S's. Doesn't give Pangolis a chance to catch him though, as Pangolis has now got Noon and Payne right on his back bumper as they are going through the traffic. I think Payne might get balked here coming off the top turns. He does. So Payne, he had to check up and then go back the other way to make the pass. As with 3 laps left to run, Durden now in the 11 card is who Horsley, and Durden runs very wide right in front of the leader. Kibaki will go by in a good time. So Pangolis is still holding off Noon, but Payne has dropped out of that battle. So instead of a 3-way battle for third, we're down to a 2-way battle for third. As the leader comes across the start-finish line with 2 laps remaining. Horsley, Kibaki, Pangolis, Noon, Payne, Bell, Maloney. Then it's back to Horn, Ether, Ordish, Shepherd, Ashby, Carpenter, Shea, Cataldi, Simpson, Durden, Cozzy and Fredericks is your race order. As the race leader heads towards the white flag now, Chad Horsley well in front of Shane Kibaki. The gap now 2.2 seconds on the last lap. This lap with no traffic for him to contend with, 2.5. Third place is still a bit of a battle. Noon has got past Pangolis and Payne has worked his way back up into it. As heavy traffic further back in the field. The leader comes to the checkered flag. Horsley takes the victory as Kibaki will come home in second. Third place is Noon. Payne gets past Pangolis on that last lap. Bill, then it goes back to Maloney, Horn and Ether coming across the line, nose to tail. Ordish, Carpenter, Shepherd Ashby, further back then to Brendan Shea. Cataldi and Simpson will close off the race on the leader's lap with Cozzy, Fredericks and Durden all a lap down. Durden must have had some troubles in that last few laps because he dropped to the back of the field. Getting set here for our final race of the day. Rookies, not quiet in formation. So, Rowan Fripp. Fripp on the pole. Loss in the 13. Wallace in the 7. Cleaver. Could Charles McLansborough and his guardian please report to the stewards' tower? Could Charles McLansborough and his guardian please report to the stewards' tower? So it's Fripp and Loss on the front row, Wallace and Cleaver on the second row, Morris and Turney on the third, Granger and Sands, Bullman and Sargent and French all by himself in 11th place. No? Still no start. So a final race of the day, and it's they've already done as many form-up laps as they're almost going to race. Just having trouble staying in their formation to keep the starter happy with them. So as they form up around the top of the circuit, Rowan Fripp in the 75, Anthony Loss in the 13. Heat number one was won by Thomas Sargent in the 47. Heat number two, I've got Thomas Sargent in position 12 there at the top of my screen, and Fripp, I think, was classes. No start, so again, no start. So it was Fripp, Lofts, Turney, Morris. And at the moment, the rookies just... Oh, and now we've got a spinner. Oh, and a big incident there through the dip. The 77 is William Granger. The 65 is Noah Sands. And the 14 of French all involved. I think you'll re-grid them here. So red and white checkered flag. And oh, now a spin again as they were coming towards the pit lane. Fortunately, that made a much slower speed. So, with the rookies heading into pit lane, and we will have that final race coming up shortly. This is the Rock Solid Concreting Canberra Cup of 2014. As Rowan Fripp in the 75 cart, we'll bring them around in formation here for hopefully a start next time by. Anthony Lofts in the 13, starts out of position 2. Angus Wallace in the 7. Casey Cleaver in the 61. The 18 is Jess Morris. The 37 is Aaron Turney. Jake Bullman's in the 73. Thomas Sargent's in the 47. 14 is Jason French. Looks like Will Granger in the 77 and Noah Sands in the 65. Both have been able to get back out there. Well, I'm not 100%... Oh, no, they haven't been able to get out there, sorry. So, yeah. We will see. They've had a chat to them from the clerk, from the chief steward, and probably from the grid marshal as well. They look like they're in good formation. They've got to watch for the green light to come on before they can go racing. And they're racing now. So, it's Lofts on the outside who got the best of the start. But on the inside, Fripp should be able to hold his line. No, they stick side by side. Fripp will eventually take the spot. Fripp is the leader into the S's for the first time. As a 61 of Cleaver gets ahead of Wallace now. As Sargent is climbing his way up through the field. He's about fifth or sixth position now. He's in sixth. As he looks to the outside, coming off the top turn, that's an ambitious move. Now down into the pit turn, he makes the move up the inside of that 61 card of Cleaver. Now to the inside of Turney, and it is up to fourth place. That's a 37 in Turney. The 61 of Cleaver. So, Sergeant now in fourth, looking to catch onto the back of the 7 card in Wallace. The 37, Aaron Turney. Must say that number looks like a 9, not a 3. But definitely a 37 of Turney. Cleaver is in the 61. Morris is in the 18, who's just got past the 73 of Jake Bullman. And we've got a 3-card battle at the front of the field. Fripp now closed right up on the back with Loftus. And also Sergeant. Sergeant gets third. Sergeant gets second. Sergeant dives up the inside, going into the pit turn to take the lead. So Fripp now back to second. Loft's in third. Wallace in fourth. Turney in fifth. Then it's a gap back to Cleaver, Morris, Bullman, and French rounds out the running order. So Sergeant leading the way. Sergeant from Fripp. Lofts. Further back there. You have Wallace, Turney, Cleaver. And Sergeant leads from Rowan Fripp. Anthony Lofts. Aaron Turney, Angus Wallace has dropped spots on that last lap. Cleaver, Morris, French gets past Pullman as that battle continues now as they come up over the rise. So the 14 Carter French holding off Pullman for the moment in the 73 at the back of the field. Sergeant pulling away at the front. Half race distance now completed, and Thomas Sargent leads the way. Sargent from Fripp and Lofts, then a gap to Turney and Wallace. Gap further back to the 61 of Cleaver. Then it's to Morris, who's trying to run down Cleaver in the 61. And then it's back to this battle that's been going for a few laps now. The 14 of French and the 73 of Bullman. So as the leaders come across the start-finish line once again, it's Sergeant leading the way from Fripp. Fripp now back 1.5 seconds from Sargent. 0.2 from Lofts. Turney is back there as well. But Turney just not holding onto that back bumper of Lofts and starting to fade away from the battle. Wallace, Cleaver, Morris, and then the battle continues where French has pulled away from Bullman now. So second place is what's being fought for. Rowan Fripp in the 75. 0.1 of a second back is Lofts. And 0.5 of a second, half a second further back, is Aaron Turney. But it looks like that gap's definitely not half a second, because Turney is right on the back bumper of Lofts now. He looks to the inside down the pit straight. Sergeant with 2 laps left to go. Fripp, Lofts, Turney. Then it's back to Wallace. As they come up over the rise, it looks like Lofts has got the momentum now. Looking to make a move up the back straight this time. Fripp just puts his cart on his line. He doesn't let the pressure from behind phase him too much. He's saying to Lofts and Turney behind him, "You can drive around me," but here goes Lofts in the Rudd's cart, tries to make a move on the inside.
but then pulls back onto the outside as the white flag is out. So it's still Fripp leading the way. It's Sargent leading the way, but he's checked out by over 3.6 seconds in the Tegra Australia Kart. The AutoPro ACT Car Recyclers, Rowan Fripp runs in second, Loft's in third, as Sargent takes the win. Fripp sideways through the pit turn. Turney has got past Loft's on that last lap and was putting the pressure on Fripp, but Fripp held on. Turney, Loft's, Wallace, Cleaver, Morris, French, Bullman is the final running order. So some great racing here this weekend. So far, the three heats now completed. Pre-finals tomorrow. Don't forget, driver's briefing at 8.45. Driver's briefing at 8.45 with pre-finals to commence at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. So we look forward to seeing you back here. Thanks to all the officials. Thanks to everyone who helped out on a flag point. We appreciate your help here this weekend for the Rock Solid Concrete in Canberra Cup.